Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line, broadcast legend.
Legendary.
Howard Eskin. How you doing, Howard?
I am just absolutely never had a bad day in my life. I'm absolutely sensational.
Howard, it's very important to me we start this conversation with you giving advice to the people who are scared about getting Carson Wentz hurt. What is your advice?
If you're scared, get a dog.
There it is. Get a dog.
That's right. Get a dog.
Now, I got to be honest with you, though, Howard. Don't get Leo, Jonesy's dog, because he will scare you in himself. He's a terrifying dog. Right, Jonesy?
He's not nice.
If Leo met Howard Eskin, yes, how would that go, Jonesy?
Well, for Leo.
Hey, wait, who's more scary, Leo or Jonesy?
Definitely Leo. It's not even close.
But when we're together, it's really scary.
All right, Howard, give us the behind-the-scenes story. What went into the decision yesterday to let the kid back in the game?
Well, I think it was kind of the plan, but they wanted to be cautious. They didn't want to rush him back because he's the quarterback for the next, everybody hopes, for the next 10 to 15 years. And they just wanted to be sure. And we've talked about it many times. The doctor doesn't want to give the okay because it's his reputation on the line. So you just want to give him a little extra time. Could he have played the first game? Sure. I'm sure he could have. But by giving more time, it helps the injury heal even better. And then with that, there's less likelihood of re-injury. So I thought about this game for a while, and we've talked about that. I hate to look ahead because that's not what coaches do, but we look ahead. No, I don't hate to look ahead. They hate to look ahead.
Okay.
Minnesota is really, really a big game for a lot of reasons. Good team, could be a tiebreaker. Remember, they had the same number of wins as the Eagles last year, and they're in week five. And the home game was, you didn't need him the first game. You really shouldn't have needed him the second game. The third game's on the road. This is the perfect game. It's against Indianapolis, not one of the stronger teams. Get his feet wet. Get him into the flow. Get him, if you want to call it, rhythm. He will be fine. And it gives him a chance to get ready. Then the next one, Tennessee, a little bit better team. And then he's really, really ready for Minnesota.
Makes sense.
And that is a big game.
Let's go to game three, Lincoln Financial Field Sunday, Howard. You've been covering sports in this town for a long time. Is this one of the most beloved players 2 years into his career that this city's ever had?
Yeah, I would say. I mean, Allen Iverson is a name that comes to mind.
Right.
Julius Erving, when he was actually, it was actually a trade, even when the NBA and NBA and ABA were merging,
right.
Julius Erving, Charles Barkley developed into a very beloved player. So is he the most beloved because it's football? I would say yes, because football is the king in the city of Philadelphia and obviously in most places in the country.
So great ovation, right? When he comes out to first series, that's going to be spectacular.
It'll be kind of interesting how normally they just introduce the team. Sometimes they introduce the players individually on one side of the football. I'm just curious why they wouldn't, to get the fans psyched up.
You're right.
To introduce the offense. And they don't do that anymore because it's a team, it's a family, and they consider themselves all one. But it would be, when they see him run out, he'll be the first one to run out on offense. I don't know if there'll be anything special, but there will be an unbelievable ovation. course, the anticipation is incredible.
Huh.
It's Carson Wentz, who is the guy that's going to lead this team at some point to another Super Bowl.
Absolutely correct. All right, Howard, let's talk a little bit about the game Sunday. You were right there on a boiling hot sideline. That was as hot as it gets, right? Was it? Were the conditions terrible for that game? I know they said you had a sports jacket on.
My suit on because I'm not going to break down because of the weather. I'm a slave to fashion. Although Gabe Kapler said, corrected my English yesterday.
Oh, he did?
Too fashion. Yeah, he says, isn't a slave too fashion? I says, I don't know. Is that an analytical term? I'm not sure. So he corrected me yesterday. It came up before he started speaking to the media. However, it was hot. Rondé Barber, I did the Fox pregame show, and he was my guest. He was obviously, as we know, doing the game.
Yeah.
He said it was the hottest it's been for a game, and he lives in Tampa and actually played there for 16 years, since 2006 when Bryant, remember when Bryant kicked that 62-yard field goal to beat them?
Yes, yes.
It was the hottest game since then. It was hot. However, that is not an excuse.
Not.
It was hot for everybody. The Eagles have worked in the heat. Brandon Graham said last night that he was tired at the end, and he got on a plane and slept. But for the game, they all had their fluids, and there's no excuse for what they did.
All right, then explain. Here's the thing. Howard, you're on the sideline early in that game. Man, they were going down like flies. I mean, wow. Was there any explanation for how all those guys had issues medically in the first 10 minutes of the game?
No, because none of that was heat-related. I can understand if they're cramping and they get IVs before the game, they get them at halftime. So they have plenty of fluids in them. They did take precautions for that. I mean, Ajayi, it was his right side of his lower back. I don't know if it was a muscle, but I can't believe that was the heat. Obviously, Mike Wallace has nothing to do with the heat.
Broken ankle.
There were a lot of players.
Peters. Yeah, Peters. I mean, first it was a calf. It was a hammy. What happened there? We had Hollison yesterday. Howard, he said he couldn't stretch right. It shouldn't have happened.
Well, I don't know about that because from what I understand and I heard, I don't know who said it. He felt it a little bit during practice, but then it went away during the week, and he said he was fine. That's why he wasn't listed on the injury report because he said he felt fine. But remember, he's 35 years old, and the one thing that if that was a playoff game, Jason Peters would have played.
Yeah.
But it's two games into the season, so there was a precaution. Again, I don't think that was heat-related. I just think that was something that, with his age, and it happened during the week. And then he said he was fine at the end of the week. There was no problem.
All right, Howard. 5 minutes to go in a game. Yeah. Three runs into the line. Bleed away 2 minutes of the clock. You were there when Reed was there. Didn't you get shades of the pass with Reed? And I asked Peterson about it at length yesterday, and he defended it. Was that a smart tactic when you're down two scores to burn two of the 5 minutes left on the clock?
I didn't think it affected. That didn't affect the outcome of the game.
You're a moron.
You're an idiot. And you're a dope. And here's why I'm going to tell you that. You're a total dope. They could have gotten the ball back with about 2 minutes left in the game, even though they wouldn't have had timeouts. But 2 minutes left with no timeouts is not a problem in the NFL if, I mean, offenses have run that. But the defense, again, there are two problems there. The defense didn't stop him. On 2nd and 8, Brandon Graham, and he admitted his mistake last night, he was either the neutral zone or jumped off sides.
Yeah.
So it made it 2nd and 3, and they got the first down. If the defense, and they've been good in the past, holds them. There is no problem.
This is so stupid.
And they have time.
Oh, it's hard. Howard, this is how stupid that reasoning is. It's the same one that Peterson gave. Good, you had 2 minutes to go. Why didn't you have 4 minutes to go? Why didn't you throw the ball to back of the end zone on the first play instead of fourth down? You numbskull. You nitwit.
You don't have any receivers. Number one.
They didn't have any receivers.
Did they have water?
They had plenty of water.
It was hot there.
Howard,
you know, this is they, if the defense does what they're supposed to do, when Tampa gets the ball back, the Eagles get the ball back, and there's plenty of time. Stop. Don't.
You were doing great. I knew I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have asked you that question, Eskin, because as usual, you're always kissing the Eagles coach's ass. As usual. At least it didn't chop off when it was 90 degrees.
If that's the case, I'm kissing a winner's ass while you're kissing Gabe Kapler's ass.
All right, no, I don't kiss Kapler's ass. In fact, I'll be honest with you, Howard, you're the only guy who's going to bring him up this morning.
Okay.
Howard Eskin, ladies and gentlemen. See you later, Howard.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.